This is a meeting of the Colorado Voter Access and Modernized Elections Commission. Today is July 22nd, 2013 at 1 p.m. We're meeting in the Aspen Room at 1700 Broadway, Secretary of State's office. And the first item on the agenda is open public comment. Is there anyone here who would like to make public comment? I don't see anybody. The next item that we had on the agenda was a security discussion. And I wasn't here last week, although I did call in, and I understand there was, I had a little trouble hearing too. But there was a presentation by Trevor Timmons, the head of our IT department, and I think there was going to be some follow-up on that today. But Trevor is actually out for 2 weeks, and Rick, our security person on the commission, sent an email and indicated he couldn't be here today.
That's correct.
Okay. So if it's okay with everybody, I thought we would just move that to next week, unless there's someone who wants to present that.
Just, I'd like to just make one comment on it. And in fact, last week the connection was poor and I was running around, so I didn't really have a chance to absorb as much as I'd like. But the one thing we did bring up was an assessment of these at the county level. It's very difficult to know whether or not training's been done, security's been implemented at the local level, and I remain concerned about that. We're going to be bringing a lot of equipment from various sources and using it to access SCORE. So, you know, web firewalling and, you know, local security is really important. And I brought up at the time, and I think we all agreed that we need some sort, and I don't know what that is yet, of an inventory and report back that the counties can really implement proper security.
And I think that was maybe your comment.
Yeah, we The business practice group has that on their agenda for this week to talk about how we would go about that and collecting it. And then the other related to that was, I wasn't sure where this landed, but we had talked about having in writing a lot of what Trevor had said, and I thought he said he was going to, but I don't know if that was what Rick was going to update us with. So, and I'm not sure who follows up on that, but is that you, Steve, or
Steve,
is that?
You know?
Okay. Could you follow up and see how we're going to get that information? Because there was a lot presented that I thought was really useful, but I could not take notes fast enough to keep up with Trevor.
There was a summary that was posted online, as well as in your packet today. You'll note that there is a one-page summary of the security discussion that Trevor did last week.
But it really is just an out. I mean, it's just bullets. I mean,
yeah.
And I don't think it's what you're asking for.
No, I was, and I know with Trevor he has it so off the top of his head. But maybe between he and Rick, if there's something, just so we have in writing. And maybe it's down the road, but it's what have we looked at security-wise? What do we need to, what do we have in place?
I'll forward that request to them.
Seems like that would be useful for us.
And we can probably have someone, Trevor won't be here again on next Monday, but we can invite our security person in on next week's meeting, and maybe he can make a little bit more of these notes and add to it a little. So, all right, we'll move that to on next Monday then, Steve, if that's all right. The next item that we have is the review of documented quotes for the second needs assessment, and this has to do with the voting systems equipment. And we got two documented quotes back, and I don't know if you all have had a chance to review them. We reviewed them internally in our office. We have one from, looks like SLI Global Solutions, and then another one from, is that 1V&V Testing? How do you say that? IV&V Testing Solutions. And I asked Hillary Rudy, our Deputy Director of Elections, to come in and talk to the commission just a little bit about these two groups in case you wanted to see from our perspective the opportunities we've had to work with them or where we think their specialties are.
Okay, so in taking a look at both of the documented quotes, we've had the opportunity to work with both vendors in some aspect or another over the past few years, and very successful working relationship with both. But in terms of the specific needs assessment, it's about voting equipment and the current needs, available equipment, future sorts of, I guess, projections. So in terms of what the needs assessment is about, in looking at the experience of the two vendors, we felt that SLI was probably best equipped to provide the necessary needs assessment, in particular because of a couple of factors. One, they're an EAC-accredited test lab, and they regularly test voting equipment for use in Colorado and other states. Second, they have a lot of relevant experience. If you look at page 5 of their response, they list 3 specific instances where they've provided a similar product of needs assessments. You know, a lot of it's about voter registration, but the third, the Pennsylvania Department of State Quality Assurance Assessment, is pretty on point in terms of a needs assessment of election readiness. This is more geared, again, towards voting equipment, but they have a lot of experience day-to-day with voting equipment, so I think they can leverage that ongoing knowledge of voting equipment, EAC testing procedures and rules, and their experience with needs assessments. Beyond that, they've also done a lot of change management plans, which are very similar in nature, I think, to needs assessments, particularly for uniform voting and for what the nature of this needs assessment is. IVNB has a lot of very good experience as well, but their experience in reviewing their code is primarily around testing and auditing. So I think that just given the nature of the needs assessment, SLI seems to be the best position to give us what we're looking for this assessment.
Okay. Thanks. Anyone have any questions for Hillary? Go ahead.
Have they, has SLI or IVNB done any work for the uniform voting folks, or have they had any involvement in that whatsoever? Because I saw the letter, and I don't want to jump too far ahead or anything, but at the letter at the very end of the memorandum from the chair of the Uniform Voting Commission, they're sort of like, hey, we'd like to hold back and see the results of this work. And it seems like we're sort of in a kind of a chicken and egg thing of with uniform voting and this technology assessment that we're doing here with the 1303 Commission being, you know, I still perceive there's a significant overlap. So I'd like to be interested to know, have either of these groups had anything to do with the uniform voting folks?
No, I don't believe so. We've worked with SLI recently in terms of testing and certifying voting equipment for applications we've received from voting equipment vendors. Okay. And the most recent experience with IVNV is with the Tracer, the campaign finance reporting system. They were a part of the testing crew there. But I don't believe either of these groups has done any work with the Uniform Voting's group.
But when it comes to the technology?
Yeah, go ahead.
When it comes to the technology, though, SLI has had some more hands-on type of experience, and they would be able to hit the ground running more quickly and understanding what they're looking at.
I believe so, yeah. SLI is currently engaged in testing voting equipment subject to the EAC and our state standards. So, you know, typically when we test equipment, we send it to the voting test laboratory that tested it for the EAC. And I think we've had at least one application recently where SLI was the test laboratory. We've also talked with SLI about, you know, taking a look potentially at our changes to Rule 45, the testing rules, before we roll those out, because they would test against them. And so they would be able to identify any inconsistencies from a testing perspective. So I think because of that experience, testing equipment and being very engaged in the EAC testing process, they would definitely be able to hit the ground running for the purposes of this needs assessment.
Sure, go ahead.
Last question. And it looks like they're local?
They are, yeah. They're based here in Denver.
Okay.
Just down the street, I think.
Thank you.
Relative to Richard's question, the other, you know, committee is proceeding along, and we're sort of all struggling with how this fits in. And I mean, have they done, I guess my question is, what all has been done already by the other effort and the other committee preparing for the, you know, the procurement process that's going along? We ought to pick the vendor who could add the most to the overall equation. In other words, if one criteria for me would be to select the vendor who could have the most impact on the overall process of the UVS selection and procurement. So so I think it's important to know how this fits.
Well, I think that Al's going to provide an update on the process that the UVS group has been working through. But just from an experience perspective, I believe that SLI is the group that could have the best impact on both groups, both uniform voting and this commission, because they're involved directly in testing of voting equipment. So whatever the Uniform Voting Commission comes out with will obviously affect equipment that goes to SLI for testing, as well as the other test labs. So I think from that perspective, they could also have the most value added. IBMV is not really involved in testing voting equipment
from
a certification perspective. So I think SLI is
whoever,
the answer there.
I think someone on the phone, just if you could push mute. Thanks. All right. Go ahead.
Just to wrap up, I think that because they're directly involved in testing, SLI is going to be the most involved in the UVS process as well, and can add the most value to both groups.
Anything else for Hillary? No? Thanks, Hillary. Would you like to hear from UVS first and then come back to this, or do you want to finish up this item? You'd like to hear from them first? Okay. Al, can you come up and do an update on where you are with UVS?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. For the record, Al Davidson, Uniform Voting Systems Project Lead. You have in your packets a letter that was sent to the Secretary from Uniform Voting Systems Advisory Committee, based on from their meeting last Thursday. And in that letter, they ask for a delay of issuing the request for proposal from the August 1st, the current deadline that we have, to October 1st, with the proposals due back by December 2nd. That letter was sent to the Secretary on Thursday, and he has responded. And the statement that was approved is, on the recommendation of the Uniform Voting System Advisory Committee, the Secretary has changed the issue date for the Uniform Voting System request for proposals from August 1st to October 1st, 2013. Responses from vendors will now be due not later than December 2nd. His intent is to provide the Advisory Committee and the Public Participation Panel sufficient time to accomplish their task so we can move ahead to provide Colorado with a quality uniform voting system and a uniform voting experience for all Colorado voters. He thanks this Commission for your continued commitment to this project. So that has been changed, which addresses some of the concern that you had. As far as the other vendors, I've not been here long enough to have worked with either of them, but I did review the submissions, and I tend to agree with Hillary on which of the vendors would provide the most value when you look at the UVS portion of it. Any questions on the Secretary's decision? Okay. We're in the process of notifying all of the impacted parties, of course, on that. Second thing I wanted to report to you today is that the Uniform Voting System Advisory Committee has initiated a survey of county clerks with a number of pertinent questions about equipment needs, equipment use, equipment on hand, equipment that would need to be borrowed, equipment that may be available to be lent to get through the 2014 election. We will be happy to share that information with you when we get all the responses back. At this point, we've got approximately 40 responses back, which is pretty good for less than a week. We'll certainly be able to share that with your contractor that you select to do your report. I think it'll be some valuable information there and may save them a little bit of legwork. The third thing I want to report on is the meetings of the Public Participation Panel. As we've discussed before, they're going around the state holding public hearings. They also were in favor of a delay in the RFP date so that their work could be done prior to the RFP going out. They have two of the three meetings scheduled. The first one coming up July 31st from 1 to 4 will be in Pueblo at the CSU library facility there. The second one is going to be in Grand Junction in August. We haven't been able to nail a date down on that yet, but we're looking very hard at August 20th. there are some facilities available there that meet our needs for the streaming and recording and all the things that we have to do for the public meeting. And then the Fort Collins one has now been set for September 19th from 1 to 4, and that'll be in the Board of Commissioners hearing room at Larimer County. And those are all the updates I have to report. I'd be happy to stand for any questions you might have.
Anyone have any questions? Go ahead.
The public, what is the public participation panel? I mean, who participates? Is it a selected panel or
open? Yes, it is a selected panel, and I'm sorry I don't have the membership with me, but it has representatives of the public, just voters who have indicated an interest. It has an activist on it. It has a representative of the military. It has representative school districts, municipalities, local districts. Oh, thank you. League of Women Voters, Republican Party, voter, disabilities community, advocate, school boards, military, Democratic Party, special districts, another voter, and another representative from special district. So it's a broad-based panel, and they're looking forward to getting into their public hearings around the state. They're, I think, quite anxious to do that.
And it has not met before? These are the first meetings?
No, they have been meeting, and they had a hearing here in Denver at their last meeting, which was at the end of June, I believe. And then they've got these other meetings scheduled as well. They kicked it off here, and we had, I think, four or five people appear in person and a number of people who submitted written testimony. Then at the public panel's request, we opened up for comment the voting system requirements that are in the RFP. At that time, based on the timeline we were working on, we were only able to leave it open for 8 days for public comment that way. Now that we have this reprieve, I believe that panel will probably want us to open that for a somewhat longer period of time. I'm sure we'll do that to collect public comments. So we're providing dual opportunities for the public to comment or for those who have an interest in this to comment, both by submitting written material to the panel through us and appearing also at the at their meetings.
Any other questions for Al? All right. Thanks, Al.
Thank you very much.
Anyone have any comments on the documented proposals we got back?
Just, I think it's even more important to select the one that meshes with the, I mean, now that we have time to do that, and that's very encouraging. I think that's good news. So we need to make sure we pick the one that can support the UVS effort in the most direct way.
Yeah, and I think to respond to one of the comments you made, Richard, about kind of the chicken and the egg, I think UVS has been meeting for, as you know, quite some time, and it was pre-legislation. And a big part of the Secretary's decision, and I think the concern of the UVS panel, was that with the new legislation, those needs may have changed from what they originally wrote in the RFI and are putting out in the RFP. And so the thought was to wait through the first election cycle. So it really doesn't have to do with a delay that we're causing them. It more had to do with the legislation itself and the election cycle and waiting through that so that the RFP would go out then in December after we had a chance to see what kind of equipment needs we might be able to assess as the election goes forward. So I think that, and Al, is that stating it correctly? I think that was a big part of it. I think they're going to use our work to try to, bolster what they're doing, but it wasn't a delay that we caused them.
I think that's accurate. The 5 points that were made in the letter from the committee to the secretary, which he considered the delay of a few months does not have a major impact since the county with the most immediate need has found a way to resolve that need for the next election. And in fact, the secretary had asked before he approved that, he asked for assurances that all of the counties who would indicate that they may have a problem in 2014 would say that they are okay now. And we got that assurance. And it says we can gather experience and needs information based on the new election model in the November 2013 election that will be instructive in evaluating the responses to the RFP. We'll be able to craft and introduce legislation that will enhance UVS implementation, allow sufficient time for the public participation panel to gather their input, and the ability to consider the recommendations of the studies done by this body. Those were the five rationales presented to the secretary and to which he agreed.
This says we're going to learn from the elections through 2014, but might we not have a pretty good little test laboratory on September 10th now if those recall elections are held in two counties?
We will have to implement 1303 for the election on September 10th. So, we're working with those two counties separately, and we'll be putting out some guidelines along with, I don't think we'll have our rules out by then, but we'll have our guidelines out, and they'll be based upon the rules that we've been drafting to try to assist them with running this election. All right, so back to the documented quotes. Does anyone have any other comments on either of the vendors that we've heard about?
This is Hillary from Boulder County, and I would agree with the SOS assessment. I think the scope that SLI does fits with more the intention of what the needs assessment is, and I have some other comments for how we proceed after that, but I would recommend, based on, good to have backup with actual experience as well when you're looking at things on paper, but based on the proposal at SLI proposed, I would second the well, I don't know if you've made an official recommendation or the input from the SOS office.
Well, I think just in trying to operate by consensus, I'd just like to know that the board is comfortable with the selection that we've recommended. So I don't know if anybody has any other comments about the other vendor. I mean, certainly we can talk about what the report will look like and how to direct them. But then I will, unless there's any other comments, I will ask our finance office to negotiate a contract with them. And I don't know if you want to start to give them direction today or if you want to have them on the phone next week, or I don't know, maybe you have some ideas about that, Hillary.
Yeah, I would like to have some fun on that next week. I also would like to recommend that we have a couple more members from the UVS group. I would love to hear from the chair of the advisory committee and ask them. They may have a different perspective of how this could assist them in their work, and including the public chair as well, just to hear what they're doing and give us, I mean, I know Al's done a great job, but also just to get their input. And it sounds like they may even have one of the, I lost track of the dates, but they could have even had a public hearing by then. I mean, I know they had the one in Denver, but was that August? I'm calendar challenged today, but right. Okay, I can't do the math quickly. So I would just like to encourage them to come to our next meeting as we're setting.
So, Al, do you think you could ask the two chairs from the committees if they're available next Monday at 1, and we can try to schedule them?
Meet with them. I'm assuming you can speak up.
No, I think that's a great idea. Oh, okay. Was there someone on the phone?
This is Martha Tierney. I just wanted to say that I fully support the recommendation of the SLI Global Solutions. So, thanks.
And then maybe we can have SLI on the phone with the two chairs and sort of have a more broad discussion. Go ahead, Richard.
I think that's a great idea to have, sort of having that direct interaction, because, like I said, my comments are based upon, we asked Al to come and make a presentation about UBS, and I thought, God, that's great. I mean, there sounds like a lot of work has already been done, and we should take full full advantage of that work that's been done. And that's my only, you know, all my reactions have been sort of based upon that initial impression. Now it really looks like, you know, as a result of the discussion that you just had, Suzanne, you know, explaining what's going on and then having the Al's explanation as well, it's now clear in my mind. And now to sort of more formalize that and actually have some more direct dialogue, I think makes a lot of sense. I think we could do some good work here.
Okay, great.
So they will be able to join us at the next meeting? Or?
Well, I'm sure SLI can join us. I don't know. We'll have to ask the chairs. I know Clerk Johnson in Denver is the chair of the advisory. And then Clarissa.
I can contact them while you're meeting today and
okay.
See if I can get an answer from them.
Right.
May not be able to reach them.
So we will definitely be in contact with them, and then we'll have SLI. They can probably come in person, and we'll try to have a discussion next week then where we lay out what we want the report to look like and what kinds of things we want to cover so that we make sure we wrap in providing resources to the various UVS committees too.
I would, if they can't attend, maybe they could even just supply some comments in writing of how the needs assessment can assist them further in their work and what parts they would really like to see that would be helpful for them.
Anything else on this item? All right, then that'll probably be the majority of the meeting next week, I would imagine. We can try to pick up security again and then have a broader discussion with the vendor and the two chairs.
I just would like to suggest we make this the first item, and then if we have time, because I think getting what we want in that needs assessment is right. Pretty much the top priority with the timeline that we have. So.
Okay.
We need security, but
yeah,
we've got a few more weeks on that one.
All right. So the next item was discuss reports due in 14 and 15. Don't we just have one?
So that if it's the item, I'm thinking it was in addition to the reports that we have to do, what else is the role of the commission? So when I saw that agenda item, I was like, close enough. But it was to start, I mean, we've been focused on the needs assessment, and we have obviously those two other, there was something creating metrics for how we measure the 2014 election. But with that also, what else have we been thinking is our role as far as the commission? Because it's broad, it's about implementing House Bill 1303, and we haven't had really, because we've had so many immediate items, we haven't had that discussion. So this was, we thought we might not have time for it based on the security conversation, but since that's not happening, that was my suggestion for putting it on.
Well, I think one important thing to do is to start doing some of our own public hearings and trying to set those in different areas of the state so that we can start to get public input. I know it's inconvenient for a lot of people to come up here, and especially with the time limit of 3 minutes, this isn't really the forum for that kind of input. And so maybe scheduling some public hearings where the sole purpose is just to take commentary from the public, maybe one before the election, one after, or a few after. It seems we're going to be pretty busy still all the way up and through October. What's the date of the next report? The third?
Second,
yeah.
Yeah.
So through the second, it seems we'll be doing that unless somebody thinks we might be able to fit one in somewhere else around the state. I don't know what anyone else thinks would be important, but I think it would be nice to start getting some more public input.
Public input to what?
Just the implementation of 1303. So we get a lot of public input when we do rules. You know, we get a lot of comments, but I think the public might like to talk to the commission directly about the implementation of 1303 and just ideas they have for maybe other things they want to see or how they want it to look when they walk into a service center or they get a ballot or, you know, that kind of thing. I think is just important for this commission to do. If our mission as we see it is that kind of broad implementation, then I think we need to be out there taking some public input. And if nobody shows up, I mean, that's okay too. We can just have our meeting, but at least give people the opportunity. That's just something we haven't really done yet, except for the comment period.
I think it might be useful to do that after the recall elections and hold it somewhere between Colorado Springs and Pueblo and actually ask the clerks, I mean, give them enough time to actually have processed that election. If
Is there something between Pueblo and Colorado Springs?
I think it's Fountain.
Oh, okay.
Well, we might have to pick one or the other.
There's the racetrack.
We're going to have an outdoor meeting.
There's the Nixon
exactly.
I know, Power Generation facility.
North Pueblo?
Yeah, North
or East Colorado Springs. But there might that might actually lend some good conversation and just for things that we, you know, to look at for this year's election as well.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And it sounds like, Al, you found somewhere in Pueblo that we can stream meetings and that sort of thing.
CSU has some facilities.
There. Yeah, so maybe we could, since we know there's somewhere that we could hold a meeting down there, we could go to the CSU site in... maybe late September or
yeah, give them a few weeks to get
right, get our data back and yeah.
Just they're going to be
so, but that seems like a piece or a tactic into a different, larger goal. I think what I mean, maybe public hearings are helpful in a sense to give the public an outlet to have a weekly outlet. I mean, weekly they could come and talk. So, I mean, that's fine, but aren't you asking more broadly? What is the goal? What is our purpose? I mean, holding a public hearing doesn't necessarily need to be our task. It's not a bad idea ever to get the perspective of the voter, but if we're trying to talk about what our larger task is for the next 2 years, that's a big conversation to have, and I don't know if we really want to go there today or how. I mean, I was not prepared to think through. We have a lot of immediate problems in front of us, so I mean, I don't want to go down the path of holding some random public hearings when I'm not clear of how it fits in the major goal, like our major responsibility as a commission. It just seems like getting ahead of ourselves. So before we go into like what day and where to hold some hearing, we should probably figure on what our major responsibilities are, and then that seems like it might may be a tactic to implement it, but we haven't discussed what our responsibilities are. I would just say that if we're going to start going down the path of establishing these tactics or whatever towards our goal, we should have out in the open what our goal is.
Well, I think we had a little bit of that discussion at the first meeting when we talked about what kind of statement we were going to put in the rules about the purpose of the commission, and I think Martha and I were probably the two people sort of pulling out the statute and trying to figure out what it meant, because you have a section of the statute that says the commission, you know, looks at the implementation of 1303, and then under that section it talks about the reports. And so that was my initial question: is the purpose of this commission to put out, you know, three reports based on specifically what's in the statute, because that's a very defined role. And I think the commission members felt that their role was broader in looking at that implementation. I guess I'd have to say I don't really know what that means. We have tried to put anything before the commission that the commission has asked for, you know, presentations on rules, presentations on, you know, different things that have to do with the implementation of 1303, but I'm not clear beyond actually producing those specific work products, what else this commission's authority is, or you know, I mean, I think its authority is clearly laid out in the statute to put together those three reports, but certainly from the perspective of the secretary's office, we're inclined to take any input that the commission wants to give and any type of advisory role the commission feels is appropriate. We just haven't really understood what that is. So you're right. It might be a larger conversation, but I guess I just differed with what I felt the role was of the commission.
Yeah. So it's probably worth determining that. But before we go and sponsor events on behalf of the coalition commission that hasn't been defined yet, we should probably discuss that. And I would say the intent of the bill, as far as the commission is concerned, and if any of the, if Angela is on, she could speak to it better than I could, but I don't think she got on the call yet. was that there were a lot of decisions that had to be made regarding the legislation, and that it was impossible to hammer out all of the details of the legislation because it never would have been achievable. And so it was an entity that could help oversee the subsequent decisions that were going to be necessary according to the law that was passed. And so to that end is probably the bigger picture question that we're talking about right now. And so I would say if we need to have that, we could come more prepared to have a broader picture, you know, discussion so that it guides our next meetings in the next few months outside of the reports we have to create. And I don't think that that is a waste of anyone's time since we're on this commission for 2 years, right?
So,
and this is Elena. I would tend to agree. I think that long-term, a conversation to have about what our goals are and what we want to do. I do think somewhat short-term, though, there were a lot of recommendations or a lot of needs that were identified in the first report. And it was trying to figure out how we can make sure that those needs are being met. Some of them through the business practice subgroup, but others, I think, are an open question as to how those needs will be addressed. And I think that's something a role we could play.
Well, I don't know if we're going to have time next week. Maybe the week after we get the UVS sort of moving. I guess my concern is that, and we don't have to set the date, but there will be some kind of public hearing that we hold, you know, as an office down there, regardless of whether the commission wants to hold it or not. You know, we would never have an election like that occur with another one on its heels without going down and trying to get input from the public. So
you're saying you as the Secretary of
right,
State's
office. Right. So, you know, I just don't want to set something as a Secretary of State's office when we have this commission, and certainly everybody here would be, you know, welcome to join us. But we're certainly going to go down there and gather that kind of information. And so I think it would be better gathered by the commission if the commission feels that its you know, goals are going to be kind of broader. And maybe we'll have them defined by then, maybe we won't, but at some point we're going to be down there in between taking comments. And if the commission feels like they're not ready to, you know, join us in that, that's fine. But I certainly don't want anybody to think we sort of did this out on our own without, you know, it being a very public and open process. Go ahead.
Just a different perspective. I came at this by an appointment through the technology committee, and I probably have a little bit different perspective of what we're doing. But, you know, I view it as a big, complex system implementation problem that has software and humans and communications and things. And because of the content of the reports, I started viewing it as our job to identify problems and, you know, make sure they're being mitigated early in things like the actual elections, look for discrepancies, things that went wrong, and fix them for next time. So I view it more as like a project management job, and I think the public is a source of identifying some of those problems. So to me, it's all in the context of what is wrong, what might go wrong, and, you know, it's our job to make sure it works and assure the public that we're doing everything we can to make it work. I mean, so just a little bit different perspective.
But if I can speak to that, they're responsible for the entire election. This commission is responsible for commenting and understanding, making recommendations and determinations about how this bill impacts the election process. So there's a couple different things. And my point is, until we have a statement of purpose or until we have some direction in the long term, I don't feel like the commission has a right to start calling events in its name. We haven't agreed what our purpose is. How can we have events that, and I also agree with you how important the public testimony is. It's not that. I'm not suggesting that it's not. I'm suggesting that if we're going to determine what our purpose is as a commission, we shouldn't be planning events in advance of that. They should only be planned if they assist us in our mission and purpose. And we haven't determined that yet. So why would we do anything subsequent like that? Ahead of the, you know, cart ahead of the horse kind of a thing.
And we agree in light of those comments. The statute just doesn't specify when it says evaluate the implementation of
the statute does not elaborate in detail on what evaluate the implementation of this law includes. And in that regard, it probably could use some definition or understanding on what our goals and objectives are and our role in that regard. But it's also very clear that we need to incorporate public comment into that evaluation and to do the reports. So in light of the fact the Secretary of State's office already planned these public platforms.
Well, we haven't planned it. I'm just saying that we would necessarily.
They would be doing it anyway.
We would be doing it anyway. We can do it on our own as an office, or we can do it.
As long as we get the comments and can participate in that regard. But my concern is, at what point do we bring in the public comment? I can't tell that there's a lot they can comment on yet if we haven't made any decisions on.
We have a standing agenda item every week that they can attend and make public comment every single week. Right?
In terms of the needs assessments, because we haven't really talked about any other details.
In terms of anything, they're open and invited. I mean, it's part of our weekly meetings.
So maybe in 2 weeks we could put this item back on the agenda, and in terms of doing some kind of mission statement or goals and objectives, is that what you have in mind?
I don't know. Maybe we just start the conversation and focus on it then. If we need to in order to move forward, then we probably should just, I don't know. Or if we don't need to, then we can just keep taking on task by task.
Right.
But
I guess that's the question. I mean, we have been so, you know, pressed for time that we've kind of done a task by task. Mm-hmm. If we have a breather in 2 weeks, it might be worth bringing in a facilitator or somebody to try to put together some goals and have a working session. I mean, is that what people have in mind? Or
yeah, I would like that step. I mean, that was my reason for bringing it up in the first place was, and I think, you know, it fits into it. Our third report, or the report that we give to the legislature, is the last one. It includes parts, but it's not fully defined. And I think to that point, it's like, we kind of need to align on where we're going to focus in order to have the final product in that. And the sooner we have that, the better product we can produce. So we're not rushed.
Right. So, I think that is the most comprehensive.
Yeah. And we're heading into this election too. And so are there things we want to, you know, check out for this election to help us with that? And I think it's worth spending some time, and kind of to Jesse's point, to get the what defined first and then go into the how do we go about it, which, again, I'm with her. I think getting feedback, I think it's also, I guess in some of my minds, actually useful for me to have that feedback after elections have actually happened too, because before that it's all theory and
right.
We're kind of guessing at some of it as well. So.
I think it would be
so helpful. I say to put it on in 2 weeks would be great.
To have the feedback before and after. Because as we're interpreting the statute to impact policy, I think the public feedback is important. If we define what we believe the role of this commission is so that the public can wrap their arms around it and put their comments and thoughts into some perspective, it makes a lot of sense to do it both before and after we go forward with an election.
And I guess I don't see what stops them from doing it before, to Jesse's point. I don't see what stops them from doing it now with that. I see how there may be more motivation after an election to have testimony right now. I don't see what's stopping them. They have that opportunity right now.
And they've taken advantage of it.
And some have, yeah. So I don't know. I'm missing that piece of.
So I thought the discussion was maybe in a roundabout way, to what degree are we inviting public participation? Is the venue here at these meetings the only venue that we will have available for the public to comment?
I think you're right. We've kind of collapsed a lot of things on mm-hmm. top of each other. I know we talked at some of our original meetings was moving our meeting around the state as part of that. We're talking about a lot of different issues on top of each other right now, it seems like. So maybe the way to sort it back out is start with what's our mission. I think we did align to moving our meeting around, and then
I would like to see us do that to get opportunity statewide rather than just urban.
Well, we've already discussed that, and we plan to have a number of meetings. We were thinking in Representative Rangan's district or in or one of, you know, the clerk's district, moving it around. So first of all, everyone had to drive, but, you know, we already discussed that a couple
weeks ago. Yeah. We just haven't set them yet.
Good enough, we're all kind of in the same area.
Carbondale, right?
Except we don't have a whole lot of time to be spreading this out.
Well, and when? I mean, that's...
Yeah, it may be that we're doing that after the next report is out. I wasn't saying we should do that right away, but there's a statute that talks about how state commissions and boards should attempt to hold a certain percentage of their meetings outside the metro area. So I was just trying to bring that to the commission's attention so that we could think about that down the road once we're not so crunched for time. But I think that in a couple of weeks, we probably have, you know, some time that we could talk about it. And if we have a facilitator, maybe we can have an hour discussion and they can go back and draw something up and bring it back and we can get something put together so that we have a little bit more definition to how we're going forward.
I can include that active plan of the public participation, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So is that what you had in mind for that one? That agenda item?
Just as planned.
All right.
In that area. So we've just got to move it forward. So, and thanks, Jesse. I think that was helpful to separate it back out.
All right. So the agenda for the July 29th commission meeting. So, Steve, we have getting together with UVS and the vendor. And that'll be first. And then the security discussion will be second. Do we have anything else?
We had also scheduled last week the business practices subgroup briefing.
We'll have an update.
So I would put that second on the agenda and then the security discussion if time permits.
All right. Sounds good.
Possible agenda item are... one I'd like to see. We talked about once before, but I think those mock elections are going on right now. The clerks are running through trying to use SCORE, and that's a good place to boil out what I call discrepancies, things large or small that they may find that need consideration. So at some point, you know, I'd like to develop a list of those issues, problems that come out of that, and that might include an agenda item to have somebody report on the mock election outcomes. I don't know how.
When is it?
I
think like the 30th, whatever that first Tuesday and the second is the Friday, and so whatever that Tuesday is.
Tuesday or the second.
In August.
The last Tuesday in August.
Okay.
I was like, I know I can get there. I have the calendar picture. Yeah, Tuesday in August, and then do they usually do some write up for you guys? I know we don't usually see.
I don't think they do, so we should probably, I mean, they gather data from it, so we should probably have somebody come in after the conclusion of it and present.
It's a great opportunity to test, you know, what we thought about SCORE with what they actually do.
So many great opportunities to test, right?
Job, find them.
When I know the SCORE Advisory Board also reviewed those, so I would say it's a good thing to present to both. Have them maybe present here and then see which ones the practice group should follow up in more detail on after we see what they are. So,
okay. Well, we will plan to do that after the mock elections are concluded. I don't think there'd be any reports midway. So,
Again, it's not the full scale. I mean, it's going through the steps, but that's useful too. Even to say, we went through the steps and we saw. Yeah, absolutely. Just to set expectation on that.
Yeah. Okay. Any other agenda items anybody would like to see? Sounds like we'll be busy.
I guess the NCOA is the only other that's part of the implementation that we got an early report on.
Okay.
If we could have an update, I think that would be, because that's the week we've been talking about getting. I mean, we were told in an early report that the 25th was the data date. Is that still on track? I think it would be useful to know where that's at. And
I'm sorry, was that for next week?
I think we need to start implementing it in July and August. So the first one is supposed to go live on the 25th is what we've been told the data and processes will be available. So I think it'd be pre and posted. I don't see it being super long. I don't know about the rest of the commission, but at least an update.
NCOA update?
Update, and then I would say put it on, if not the next week, then maybe the one after that.
Well, we could at least get a written update. Who was the staff source on that?
Jed or Hillary reported on it. I can't remember which one. Yeah.
Judd's out all week. Why don't you send Hillary a note, if you don't mind, Steve?
That's the hard part about the summer.
Yeah. Try to shove in all the vacations in the one year.
I know.
This is an easy year. This is one where there's only one election.
Right. Okay, so we'll add that item. Any other business for the commission? Anyone have any other items? No?
Okay.
All right. Then we're adjourned.
Wow. Well, then that took care of that.